Childhood poverty was cut nearly in half during the COVID pandemic due to expanded federal programs like the Child Tax Credit and stimulus payments, which also prevented some 5 million Americans from falling below that line. But advocates for the poor say those gains are already being lost since the most helpful programs were not extended, and high inflation is now impacting families as well. But Joe Diamond, executive director of MassCap, a coalition of some 23 community action agencies, says advocates are using lessons learned during the pandemic to help improve people's lives.
We were inspired by the resilience of the people that we serve, and we also were inspired by what we found to be the effectiveness of the programs that we're able to run during the pandemic. And we know our mission now also includes doing our very best to sustain those programs and to continue to work as hard as we can toward our goal of reducing poverty.
Advocates say that could include the creation of a state-funded child tax credit, providing an adequate guaranteed income, and supporting extensive outreach to make sure that every family receives the benefits they need and to which they're entitled. But tax reform and public benefits are not the only answer. Nancy Wegman is the Research and Kids Count Director at Massachusetts Budget and Policy Center. She says people need good jobs with good wages that grow.
People who are poor are largely working. They're just working at jobs that either don't pay enough or are unstable, you know, sort of unpredictable hours, those sorts of things. So the kinds of policies that help support work for workers really can make a difference.
Wegman has updated a pre-pandemic report on the challenges faced by poor people in Massachusetts due to historic underinvestment in public transit, quality childcare, and affordable housing, challenges only made greater by the pandemic and institutional racism. For example, Black veterans of World War II being denied the GI Bill. Today, Black workers and those of Latin descent have a harder time breaking out of low-wage jobs. Wegman says the state can play a crucial role in ensuring barriers to opportunity are dismantled by revising the tax code, for example, so as not to primarily benefit those on top. Meanwhile, the need for help remains critical for people living on the margins. MassCap is hosting their coalition's first in-person gathering since the start of the pandemic today. They say member organizations are excited to implement the lessons learned these past 2 years, and they're even more committed to the challenge of ending poverty. Laura Meisenhelter is executive director of North Shore Community Action Programs. She says the need for help has only increased since federal pandemic aid ended.
We've given out more gas cards to help people put gas in their car and gift cards to grocery stores so they can feed their families. We've done that more than we ever have.
Anti-poverty advocates are honing in on Essex County, the state's third most populous county, focusing on the challenges there related to housing, food insecurity, and job development. They hope their work will serve as a model for other counties going forward. The Essex County Community Foundation is one of many charitable organizations supporting these efforts. Beth Francis is president and CEO.
These community action agencies are in all across the Commonwealth, and they do vitally important work. We are proud to fund them, and they work with our most vulnerable families, and I think they need to have a little light shed on them.
I'm Catherine Carley. Find our 8 trust indicators for transparency and accuracy at publicnewsservice.org.